Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Richard. How can I help you today?
Richard, I need to speak to somebody of authority over there.
Yeah, sure, sir. What seems to be going on here, sir?
Okay. Long story short, I've been with y'all since about 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm tired of explaining it to people that don't get back to me. I want to talk to somebody. Where are you located at, Richard?
We're in Fountain Valley, California, sir.
Okay, why does your number come up? Why does your number come up, Lutcher, Louisiana?
I'm not too sure, sir. I'll report that to our IT department.
Okay.
But it should be coming up.
I called at 9:30 this morning, and I've been waiting on somebody. I've left three times. Y'all was supposed to call me back since just 20th. Three times I have not got a return phone call. I called y'all this morning at 9:30, and the girl said it'd be 5-10 minutes. Somebody call you back. Been quite patient. I've waited all day now. I want to talk to a manager. I want to talk to whoever your boss is. I don't want to explain myself to nobody else except for somebody that's concerned with what I got to say.
Sure.
Now, I spoke to a man named Ben that seemed to know what he was doing once over there. And he told me he was going to call me Monday. Well, what's today? Thursday, right? He didn't call me Monday. So that was the last contact I had that actually spoke to somebody about my problem.
Mm-hmm.
And he seemed to make the problem better, but it's not back where it needs to be. And I wanted to talk to I want to know why it got like that, and I want to know what we're going to do to get it back where it needs to be.
I got you. Ben, right? You spoke with Ben.
Yes. He said I didn't need his last name. He was the only Ben there.
I know Ben. I'm just actually messaging my manager now, so and letting him know.
Well, that's what the girl this morning said. I think her name was Mona or something like that. The first girl I talked to never call me back was Lily. I started out with Lily on the 17th of December, and then she never called me back. And then I've talked to a couple of other girls since then that I don't remember their names because I could barely understand them with their accent. But Ben is the one that actually got something done. And I talked to him on the 20th, and then he left me with, I'm waiting for a code to come in from Google. And it's been way past the time for that code to come in, and it ain't come in. But I see he's got my ad back up. The problem is it looks like one that he's created again, and it's not the original ad that I created damn near 20 years ago. In other words, I already had a number one placement when I handed my Google business ad over to y'all. And then all of a sudden, December 1st, it disappeared completely off the internet.
Okay.
So I want to know why it disappeared, who was responsible for it, and why we can't get it back up and rolling.
Yeah, let's help you out with that here, John. For transmission service connection, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't think you... Go ahead.
The problem that you're having here, John, is your listing has... You said it's not coming up on the first page, basically.
What was your name again?
My name is Richard, sir.
All right, Richard. Right, correct. It's not, I was number one placement. You got to understand, Richard, I was the first one in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So I did my own optimization on my page. I made my Google page. I was the first shop in the Baton Rouge that did this. I'm first. I was in the top four, no matter whether you Google my transmission repair. You can Google transmission repair 100 miles from Baton Rouge. And I was coming up in the first four spots. You understand what I'm saying?
I gotcha.
And it just like so my ad was a generic ad. It was something that was, it was there from the beginning. It's been there so long till I was guaranteed first placement, page placement anyway. You understand? Mm-hmm. Y'all didn't have to do nothing but maintain and watch the page. And somehow y'all let the page go down completely. And I need to know why. Was it y'all? Was it Google? What happened? I need to know all these things so it don't happen again. I need to know why my ad's not back up and running. Why am I waiting for a code to prove who I am? I shouldn't have to be waiting for a code. I mean, Ben did get it back up, and he got my reviews back up. But it's not
okay,
back
sure.
up to where... Go ahead. I'm just rambling anyway.
I got you. I see what the problem is there, John. That's fine. I totally understand. When I was searching for the transmission repair, you said in Baton Rouge, it seems that you dropped a bit, right? Well, that is something our technician can help you out with, sir. And I've just been speaking with my supervisor. And what we're going to do, sir, is most of the staff is out due to the holidays, okay? What I will do, I've already spoken to my supervisor. And what he said is that we're going to...
Wait a minute, Richard. So most of the staff is out for the holidays. Okay,
maybe it's best
I leave this alone till after the first, then, is what you're saying.
But the people are here, so we'll be working on it for you right away. And,
Richard,
mm-hmm.
I don't want you to make the situation no worse. It improved by getting it back up. The point is that Ben grabbed them 39 reviews and got my page and made another page. He got them 39 reviews from somewhere. So that means my original page, my original profile is somewhere. Google's got it still in their system. I need to know how, y'all need to find out how to get that original page back up so I don't lose my seniority. I'm not satisfied for y'all just to create another page. Hell, I can do that again myself. That don't help me with my placement. You understand what I'm saying? I've lost my placement.
Definitely.
I've lost my placement and my generic qualifications. In other words, I should be first no matter what, because I am the oldest ad there. And I need to know what caused this problem. I need to know exactly what caused this problem. Not no ifs, ands, or buts. And so I want y'all to understand, I need to find out what y'all gonna do. Richard,
definitely,
is it best
definitely.
That I call back? Can you get somebody to call me?
Yes, my supervisor said we'll work on it for you, son. One of our technicians will reach out to you right away. We'll get to the bottom of it, sir, and we'll get that fixed for you.
Lord, Richard.
Okay,
so
but
you say you're going to reach out to me when? After the first? I mean, I don't want to be expecting a phone call in the next day or... is going to be sometime next week. Is that what you think?
Well, actually, sir, it will be Monday, January 3rd. What I'll do, sir, I'll leave your details here on my notes, and on Monday, when everybody's back, I will remind my supervisor again and ask him to help us
out with
that.
Who is your, Who is your supervisor?
Yes, my supervisor's name is Chris, and he's already told me that he will get a technician onto the issue, and our technician will actually reach out to you as well and help you out.
Yeah, because I'm all over LinkedIn and this and that and other, and I'm researching y'all's employees base. Chris who?
Chris Hernandez, sir. He's our manager.
Chris Hernandez, okay.
That's right. But our technicians will be the one taking over for Chris and getting the work done for you here, sir.
I understand, Richard. All right, Richard. So,
and I
y'all gonna
appreciate
take
you
care
returning
of
the
it,
call.
Huh?
Definitely, sir. We appreciate
right,
you pointing that out.
All right, sir. Well, you have a good New Year's. Enjoy
you
yourself,
too,
but please don't. Please get things going for me, Richard.
We will do, sir.
Okay.
We will do. You are a valued customer, so we'll take care of you properly. Appreciate you letting us know about that, John. And we'll reach out to you Monday. I will make sure I'll notify everybody that we have this. Somebody has to reach out to you on Monday.
All right. Thank you, Richard.
Right.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, sir. Bye-bye. Have a nice day. Take care now. Bye-bye.
You too, sir.